Episode 63. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We're sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Windcaller. Welcome to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Leading Chaos Podcast. My name is Rhea Windcaller, and I am the host of this Crisis Intervention Podcast. I am also the CEO and founder of Response Training Programs, which is a crisis intervention curriculum. In the past couple of episodes, I've taken a little detour from what we've been doing for a while, which is going over my book, Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management. And what I've been doing, I think, is something that I've kind of needed to do, which is just go a little bit off on a tangent, and it's how I like to create. The way I've worked a lot on the curriculum is by working with folks and participants of the model, and they really, when I'm at a training or in conversation on email, I get inspired. And I was definitely inspired by this year, 2016, and I'll get to that in a moment. But in the meanwhile, I just want to say, if you're interested in going to some of those past episodes, they're all there on the website, leadingchaospodcast.com. You could get the whole bunch of them, 63 episodes. And again, it's been going over the book, Leading Chaos, Essential Guide to Conflict Management. And, you know, when I actually think about it, I think one of the reasons why I've been kind of going away from the book, and it has to do a lot with hands-on intervention, because I would be now moving into the chapter called Cause No Harm. And I have feelings about that. I really preferred not to teach any kind of physical restraints. I don't like that word. I don't like the word restraints. I took it out of the response manual a number of years ago now. We use the term escorts. It's not that the chapter isn't still pertinent. It's just that I don't really like talking about that. And you should know that I am a martial artist, and I do train. Every week I'm training in the martial art Aikido. And I enjoy that. I love that martial art because I'm working with people who are really into learning and improving all our skills. We work together. It's a kind of a symbiotic relationship, and improving our balance, getting our body and mind centering in gear, and feeling an open chest, all those great things that actually totally coincide with crisis intervention skills. But I think I still need a little bit of break before I go into cause no harm. So bear with me. Meanwhile, I am going to go and read an essay that I've been working on a little bit because it's kind of poignant for me. And I'm not sure how you'll take it, but I hope you enjoy it. I was a little tongue-in-cheek, but originally I wasn't going to share it with you. I sometimes write things and I know when I'm writing it. You probably have done this yourself. You realize you write that email and you really want to send it, but you're not going to send it. That email is really just for you to kind of vent and let things out. And that's the way I felt about this essay. And really, I don't typically write essays and do the podcast. I do it a different bit of a design. So what I did is I was writing it, taking some time, and you know, I did a lot of different edits, and I started talking about it at home and talking about it with friends, just kind of mulling it over and sitting in it. And that is a bit of the lesson for me that I want to share with you. One of the lessons this week is that sometimes when something is hard or you're not sure what to do, you just have to sit on it and be okay with that. And in that process of sitting on it, you move through it. It's an amazing thing that the sun will come up tomorrow. And we will see another day. And by realizing that, we just have to feel that experience and own it. It's a powerful thing. versus just shedding it off and ignoring it and being in denial. So I tried to do that. I think it's worked pretty well. Even though I read this essay, I think it's going to be a work in progress for me this year. And you probably get a little sense of it as I go through it. So without further ado, I'd like to get into the topic at hand, which is the title of this podcast episode. Anniversaries Suck by Rhea Windcaller. Anniversaries suck. I'd take a happy birthday over a best wishes for your anniversary any old day. At least with birthdays, you get asked, what are you looking forward to this year? Unless you have those witty friends who love to tease you about another year older and deeper in debt jokes. Most importantly, with birthdays, you know what you are celebrating. It's the day you were born. Clear, cut, and clean. Anniversaries can mark both events that you relish and some events that you would rather forget. But because it was so significant, the event gets immortalized with an anniversary every year. Yes, anniversaries have that uncanny way of making you look back, often way back, reflecting over years gone by. I don't want to be a year gone by gal, sitting and reflecting upon what could have been or what was. Any yogi worth their weight in gold would say, live in the moment. I'd be the first to agree that having a past is a good thing. Sheesh, if you have been around long enough to even muse upon birthdays and anniversaries, you are one lucky duck, even if that past has seen its fair share of ebbs and flows. The one thing in common with anniversary and birthdays is you can't outrun them. You might be a hare, but the anniversary is a tortoise, and it will always win. So best to suck it up and face the anniversary straight on. So here goes, my version of sucking it up. This year, 2016, marks the 30th year anniversary of Response Training Programs, LLC, a crisis intervention curriculum I started back when I was definitely under 30, like way, way under 30. Back then, I suffered fraud syndrome, touting my curriculum to institutions that had celebrated their 100th plus anniversary. I was presenting to psychiatric hospitals, psychiatrists, CEOs many years my senior, and mental health workers who had already celebrated their 30th year anniversary. I vividly remember driving home after sealing the deal to integrate and teach the response curriculum for a very large statewide health department. I was a solopreneur before it was fashionable. At my very, very young age of, well, let's just say it was younger than the late comedian Jack Benny, who was notorious for calling himself 39, I became charged with providing crisis intervention trainings for 6 treatment centers and hospitals. I had no budget, no employees, and barely a sense of how I was going to get it all done. Only a year earlier, I was a youth service officer working at one of the best jobs for venture-based outdoor instructors in the country, teaching adjudicated adolescents experiential education. The next thing you know, I'm in charge of 6 very large institutions. Over the past 30 years, Response has taken me on and to nearly every road and airport in North America and parts of Europe. The curriculum that I designed by getting a visitor pass to the Yale Medical Library so many years ago can unequivocally claim success on many levels. But the one that I am most grateful for in achieving is reducing the use of seclusion and restraint and creating a culture where hands-on is an anomaly. When I turned 30 years old, I had asked my mom, who is now gleefully rolling into her 96th year on Earth, how she felt about her 30th birthday. She said, "Oh, Rhea, it was the worst." Aghast, I asked why. She said, "Everyone wanted to make a big fuss of it. I just wanted to glide into my 30s. I stood out because back then, most women my age were already married and had had their children. And you, my dear daughter, were still a very distant twinkle in my eye." When I reflect over her words, the first thing I think of is the idea that what we see in front of us is already our past, and what is coming up behind us is our future. At the same time, I know I can walk away from my past and walk into my future. But the thought of my future coming up behind me somehow makes those 30 years feel like only the beginning of a great adventure. And maybe, just maybe, it's about time I realize that taking the time to note an anniversary is leading chaos. Happy anniversary, Response Training Programs. Send your thoughts, your words of wisdom, your revelations and expectations to me, Rhea Windcaller, at Rhea, R-I-A, at leadingchaospodcast.com. And check out the website. There you'll find the show notes, this whole essay right there for episode 63. And you might also want to take a look at the books. You could get a copy of Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management, also on the website, and there'll be links to the curriculum. Well, happy anniversary wherever you are, and cheers to 2016. This is Rhea Windcaller, signing off for now. Be kind, be safe. Ciao for now.